You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am joined by Anne Carlson. She is the artist in residence at Dancers Workshop. She will be presenting Doggy Hamlet Friday through Sunday, July 7th, 8th, and 9th at 6:30 on Snake River Ranch. Anne, thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, we'll get into some more detail of it later, but could you just go ahead and tease our listeners in, on a snippet of what exactly is Doggy Hamlet that's hitting our ways this weekend?
It's a performance spectacle that involves human and non-human animals. And by that, I mean there's a flock of sheep and three working dogs and five human performers. So I think of everyone as a performer in it, but it's about an hour-long performance spectacle. It's going to happen out at the Snake River Ranch.
Now, Anne, what's your background in dance?
Oh, I trained as a ballet dancer and then shifted to modern dance at about 16. And so for years, I've been studying movement and dance and also studied performance and some visual art. And so I'm an interdisciplinary artist with, usually use the word choreographer because it's a kind of broad sweeping word. I think of it as that. So I think of the whole Doggy Hamlet piece as choreography in a way, but it borrows from all different kinds of traditions.
Now, do you have any background in ranching or working with animals?
I was always, we summered and vacationed in Colorado when I was a kid. I've always been interested in, I trained as a barrel racer for another performance I did earlier. So I've always had an interest in animals. I've made a lot of performance work with animals. So I feel really at home in the West and connected to the landscape.
Now, you and your team are the current dancers in residence at Dancers Workshop. What has the experience been like, and what else do you have coming up today and the rest of this week?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're rehearsing out at the site every day and working with the sheep. The sheep are local. The sheep are from Idaho. So we work with the sheep. Everyone else comes in. The dogs fly in with their owner and handler and performer, who's in the Diane Cox, and then also all of the performers we move with the piece, and then the sheep are local. So it takes some time to gently acclimate the sheep to what we're doing. The experience here so far, we've been here 4 days now, has been extraordinarily fantastic. Dancers Workshop is probably the best host I've had, and I've been on the road for 25, 30 years. So it's been just astoundingly gracious, and they're amazing hosts, Beb Case and Amanda and everyone, Whitney, that's involved. It's been fantastic.
Do you have something coming up today, right?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, tonight there's a master class right here at Dancers Workshop at the Center for the Arts. And we're rehearsing out there. Tomorrow there's an open rehearsal, actually, in the evening. I believe it starts at 5:30, maybe a little later. And you can get information about that on the website, the Dancers Workshop website, because you can't go to Snake River Ranch and park and just walk in. It's actually being shuttled, and there aren't any dogs allowed. And we have to be kind of strict about a few things like that because of the land and also the animals that are performing.
Yeah, and you said that parking is going to be at the ranch lot over at Teton Village.
That's correct.
If you're just joining me, I am speaking with the Dancers Workshop artist in residence, Anne Carlson, and we are discussing Doggy Hamlet, which is happening this weekend, Friday through Sunday, the 7th, 8th, and 9th at 6:30 on Snake River Ranch. More information is at Dancers Workshop. Now let's get back to Doggy Hamlet. What exactly is the story about, or is there a story?
Great question. The work emerges from a book, actually, that I read way back in 2008. It's by David Wroblewski, and it's called The Story of Edgar Sawtelle. And Oprah picked it up. That's how I learned about it. And I was just really taken by the story and moved, and it's just stayed with me so much. So I started thinking about a performance that emerged from that story. Now, that story is about a family that raises and trains working dogs in Wisconsin in the 50s. And it centers around a young boy who he can hear, but he can't speak. So he speaks a form of ASL, and then that emerges American Sign Language. And I got really interested in all the gestural layers as a choreographer. I was thinking, oh, there's the ASL, and there's also the gestures of dog training, and then there's also the gestures of, so it, of the movement on the landscape and what you have to do to put up fencing. And I got, and I don't mean gestures just with your arms and hands, but full body gesture of what does it take to live on the land, to live with these animals. So that, and then the story of Edgar Sawtelle, the book, borrows from the story of Shakespeare's Hamlet and also borrows from elements of Kipling's Jungle Book. So Doggy Hamlet doesn't tell that story exactly. People that know that book and come looking for that story are get a little disappointed because it's not a narrative piece. It's more of an opportunity to invite attention in all these different ways. So it's in silence, basically, the whole hours, but it's hardly in silence because the sound score is the ambient sound of the birds and a little bit of a hum of the traffic on that road that's nearby, but the cows, there's cows nearby too, and then, of course, the hooves on the land and all of the sounds take place. And I've kind of drifted off, so you have to bring me back here a little bit.
I'm imagining just wind whispering through the grass. Mm-hmm,
and exactly.
Sounds
very nice. Yes.
Now, what was it like working with your dancers, a young boy, sheep, a dog? There's a lot going on.
Right up my alley. It's been just an amazing pleasure to work with every single person. Diane Cox, as I mentioned, she is a sculptor and an artist, a teacher and a scientist, as well as a dog trainer, and also is a competitive sheepdog trialer. So these dogs are championship dogs, and they're so we're really borrowing, working with the elements that they already know how to do. And that's true across the board, too. The dancers, by the way, I think of them all as dancers in the, again, in this broad sense of the term. The sheep are responding to the dogs, and the dogs are responding to Diane Cox, the handler. And then there's Diane Frank and Peter Schmitz and Ryan Takata. And then the boy is Imri Hunter too. So all three of them I've worked with before and I've known for quite a while. And then Imri came along and I went, oh, wow. He came actually to watch a rehearsal. We made most of the work upstate New York on Diane Cox's sheep farm.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for coming into KHOL and talking to us about Doggy Hamlet.
Yeah, my pleasure. Really, really. Thank you for having me.
Once again, Doggy Hamlet is going to be starting this Friday. And shows will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 6:30 on Snake River Ranch. And most importantly, parking is not going to be available at Snake River Ranch. You're going to have to park over at the ranch lot at Teton Village and be shuttled over. Be sure to wear some shoes that you can walk through grass in, and as well as jeans, because you're going to be sitting on some hay barrels during the production. More information is available at Dancers Workshop, and tickets are available at the Center box office. You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.